Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. For 35 years, New Life has been transforming lives one at a time thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. So glad that you're with me today, because this is a special program. And if you went to the most recent Christian bestseller list, you would find, I think, 5 books in the top 20 that are written by Lisa Turkhurst. She is one amazing person. She's written about 25 books, 6 million in print, New York Times best-selling author. And I did an interview with her over her new book, You're Gonna Make It. Now that's slang. The official title is You're Going to Make It. I think I said gonna. You're going to make it. This book, it really is incredible. It's 50 chapters, but what it is, it's 50 days of devotional material that you're gonna love. It's got wonderful photography. It's just a beautiful book. And I'm gonna be talking with Lisa about that, or I'll play some clips from our interview, and I'm really excited that we got to do this with her. It's a wonderful book, and she is one open, honest, authentic author that all of us can admire. Before we do that, I want to be sure that you're aware we have some amazing things coming up for you. If you have never attended one of the intensives, which I sometimes call workshops and fail miserably when I use that word, because you may not know this, but our intensives, well, they're intensives because you hear someone speak and then you go into a group. Like if it's one of our online, you're with everybody and then you're put in a section that's just for you and these other folks. And so, and then you hear somebody else speak, or the same person, and then you go back and do the work. And I got to tell you, I know this to be true. And so I know that these are better than any workshop you can attend, because the major stuff, the breakthroughs and transformation, they don't happen by just listening. They happen in these groups with these clinicians, Christian counselors. They've been doing it for years, and many for decades. If you're miserable, if you're struggling, if you want something more for your life, you really should consider this. And if finances are any difficulty, we want to help you. We want to come in, go to our scholarship fund, see if we can get you there for less, or in some cases, we can fully fund that scholarship. But you have to call us. And I can't imagine you being in a stuck, dead marriage and not calling, talk to somebody at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I can't imagine not doing that when there might be something that we have that could radically change the course of that marriage. Now, maybe it isn't the intensive for the marriage. Maybe it's just a counselor. And one of our largest donors, didn't go to a workshop, or they didn't go to the intensive. They gave because we referred them to a counselor, and the counselor transformed the marriage. And that's possible. So we have so many different things. If you're miserable, alone, or in a marriage, or in a dating relationship, friendship, why don't you just call us and see if we can provide a resource. You know, when you talk about it, It takes about half of the power out of whatever it is you're struggling with. So we need to be open. And this is an anonymous way to be open, is just give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we're going to suggest some things that could change everything.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and I've got a long segment here with Lisa Turkhurst. But first, you know, I was talking about the workshops, talking about scholarships. I think we played this testimony before, but of all the testimonies, this is the one that has stuck in my heart and mind the most. And it's what an example it is. If you invest in New Life, this could be the result. So, Terry, let's play that amazing testimony.
Before coming this weekend, I slowly began to allow myself to slip into a depression that would hopefully lead me to suicide, because I was getting more grieved and depressed over my husband's suicide death after only 7 weeks of marriage. This weekend has been the catalyst to help me start back up out of the dark hole of suicidal thoughts to making a choice to live in spite of my pain. I've decided to let the grieving process take its natural course. I've been listening to New Life Live for a few years, and since my husband died, I was having a very, very hard day this day, and I called, and someone called and sponsored me to come this weekend, and they saved my life. Whoever that is, just know that you saved a life. Literally, you saved my life. Thank you.
Those are miraculous words coming from someone who wanted to die. And they didn't die because somebody gave to New Life. That's the result. And if you're a supporter of New Life, you were part of that saved life. Now, long ago, Henry Blackaby wrote a book called Experiencing God. And one of the concepts or major principles there is find where God is working and go be part of that. And so he's working here. And if you want to be part of that, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and support this ministry. And we'll have more and more testimonies like that. Well, I want you to hear the first segment of my interview with Lisa Turkhurst. She truly has provided a great book. It's tilted toward women, but I'm going to tell you guys, there is amazing stuff, content. And as you'll hear later, I think she didn't just have a fact checker. She had a triteness checker, cliche checker, because it's all really good. They're not in there. So here's my first part of my interview with Lisa Turkhurst.
Thank you, Lisa.
I am so glad that you're with us here today. Really glad. I want to tell you, well, I can tell you what I received from this wonderful book. It's just, you're going to make it. What a message so many people need to hear. Anyway, I not only want to tell you, I can tell you because we got this interview. But as you think back, what is the biggest hope that you have for people reading You're Going to Make It, other than that they would feel like they're going to make it? What are you hoping is going to happen when someone reads this?
Well, I think someone's going to read it because they're in some kind of emotional pain and they're trying mm-hmm. to figure out how to heal. And I think more than being taught what to do, I think at the beginning, people just want to be understood. And so what I hope in this book is that I'm able to not only help them feel very understood, and even if their circumstances are different than mine, pain has a common thread. And we know what pain feels like. But then I want to share my experiential wisdom and help somebody get further along in their healing journey. And I think the big question that people ask when they're trying to heal is, how long is it going to take? How long am I going to be in pain? And I ask this question many, many times. But what I hope with this devotional
you're going to make it. I hope people will start to see that because trauma happened to them on a daily basis, healing is going to have to take place on a daily basis. And so this new devotional will walk right along beside them and help receive something each day that will help them one step further in their healing, and then release back to the Lord each night whatever it is that's bothering them. It's just good to have that release. Now, does that fix us in a moment? No, it doesn't. But it gives us so much courage when we can say, I have marked moments where I really have turned this over to God. It wasn't just a cliche that Christians say, but it was something I actually did. And I think there's this beautiful pattern to receiving and releasing.
Now, in that pattern, I think about you saying that, you know, this healing journey isn't linear. It has progress and regress. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because that, to me, is one of the most reassuring things is, oh, wow, I'm not abnormal here. This is a normal journey.
Yeah, I think sometimes we expect a perfection of ourselves that not even God expects out of us. You know, that's why there's grace. That's why there's mercy. And so this process of healing is going to be messy because trauma is messy. And if we've experienced trauma, I think it's going to be crucial that we give ourselves grace in recognizing we're not going to do the healing journey perfectly. But if we do it consistently, healing will come.
Hmm. Well, one of my favorite chapters way back at the end is 49. And by the way, this is so great. Every day you have this Bible verse to start out with and this statement of truth. Now, here it is on day 49. It's called Moving On When That Relationship Doesn't, which instantly you want to know what it's about. But the truth that you give there, you don't have to know why they hurt you to get better. That is so profound. And, you know, you give this verse, Romans 12:18, if possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. It's just so, there's so much reality that you present. But talk about, you don't have to know why they hurt you before you get better.
Well, also, referring to the verse that you mentioned, it says, if possible, which lets us know sometimes it's not possible.
Right.
And I think there's space inside that verse to experience the reality of the human dynamic, especially when relationships shift from being difficult to destructive. It may not be possible. And I believe mental health is a commitment to reality at all costs. And so if we want to heal from our pain, we have to feel the pain, and then we have to deal with the pain appropriately. And it's going to be our responsibility to pursue being safe, stable, and sane. But let me give you another place in Scripture that I think really, really helped me, and that was in Mark chapter 14, where Jesus is about to go to the cross, and he's in the Garden of Gethsemane. And Jesus cries out, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. And then he goes on to say, God, everything's possible for you. Take this cup from me. Now, here's what struck me one day. Jesus is full divinity and full in his humanity. He was sinless, but he was sinned against. And in his fullness of divinity, Jesus had all the answers. There was nothing he didn't know. And yet, in the midst of having all the answers, he still cried out, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death, which let me know it's not the answers that are going to heal me. Having answers to the why questions didn't make it better for Jesus. It's not going to make it better for me. And I think what will make it better is acknowledging where we're at, admitting the reality of what we're facing, and instead of trying to get answers that even if we had the answers to these why questions, we may not agree with, and it may even hurt us worse. So we may not get answers to the why, but I think we have to shift into, okay, what now? And start taking steps forward and realize we may never get the answer. We may never get the apology. We may never even see that person get better, the person that has hurt us. We may even see that person hurting other people. But there's nothing we can do about that. If we have taken appropriate steps to remove ourselves from unsafe situations, then we can acknowledge reality and still move forward.
Hmm. You know, most books, the publisher turns it over to a fact checker and checks all that, makes sure it's true. I think you must have had a cliche checker, because there's not one Christian cliche in here that I can find. And it's so comforting. It's so full of wisdom and encouragement, but then also it's just so grace filled. And it points out, like in your first devotional, and every page, every devotional is two pages with scripture, with truth, and then there's a space to write on. I love that. And then there's a prayer to receive insight from the God who loves you tomorrow. And I love that format. I want to talk about the pictures in a second. But one of the things that you provide is what God does provide for us. You know, he doesn't fix everything, but you say that we can be comforted knowing that God promises us peace, comfort, help, strength, blessings, protection, rest. He hears and answers our prayers, and he supplies all our needs. And it may not feel like it, but he's doing that. And this truth of the first devotional, God has a perfect plan in the midst of a million imperfect realities. That, I think, is one of the reasons, Lisa, that people love you so much, is because you talk about those imperfect realities so well. So if I'm overwhelmed with imperfect realities in my life, what could I focus on so I'm not overwhelmed anymore?
Absolutely. Well, I can't remember if it was my counselor, Jim Kress, or the theologian I work with, Dr. Joel Mutamali, but one of them said to me one day, God has more promises than we have problems.
There's
more help available for us than we have problems. And so it's our responsibility to recognize that problems are a part of life. We live in a broken, fallen world, and we crave perfection because Adam and Eve were created in the context of perfection in the Garden of Eden. And so it got woven into the DNA of a human, the perfection of that garden. But we no longer live in perfection because sin entered in. Now, one day we will return to perfection because the Bible ends again with Eden restored. But we are doing life between two gardens right now. And I think it helps me sometimes just to take a step back and just kind of acknowledge, of course there's brokenness. Of course there's pain. Of course there's tears and mourning, because that's the deal. That's why the middle of the Bible is the longest part. You know, this life between two gardens. It's only a tiny little part where we're in the perfection of Eden, Genesis 1 and 2. And then Revelation 21 and 22, Eden gets restored. But the bulk of the Bible is helping us remember we're doing life between two gardens, and it is going to be messy.
It is messy, and here's the thing. If we were in the Garden of Eden, you wouldn't need to be a gardener. It'd just all be there for you perfectly. And it's going to be that way in the second garden, but we're in between. And this garden that we're in a fallen world, well, you have to be a good gardener. And what does a good gardener do? Well, he nourishes the good stuff. He does everything possible to experience the fruit. He also has to have hatred or disgust or annoyance with weeds. So much so that he pulls the weeds, not just clip them, because then they come back. This is a book that helps you see the weeds. We can help you get deep into the roots of those weeds in this fallen world garden we're in. And if you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, well, gift of any amount, I'll send this book to you by Lisa Turkers. We'll tell you about these intensives that are so powerful. or maybe it's a resource that we could send to you. That's what we want to do. We want to make this the beginning of transformation. And that starts with a phone call to 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I hope and pray that you'll call that number right now.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. I want to get back to Lisa here. Just know this, that if anything we're talking about here, one option is on April the 15th. It's online. We're doing the Emotional Freedom Workshop. It is the easiest way to get a lot of help in one day. Scholarships are available. You're in your home or wherever you can find some privacy. And you'll hear me and Chris, Jackie Mac Harris, and then you'll be in groups where you will gain insight from what the other people are sharing or even some feedback that they might give to you. It's safe, it's shame-free, and confidential. Call us. Don't let any kind of financial issue stand in your way. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You're Going to Make It by Lisa Turkhurst. Let's go back to that interview. One of the things I love, it's in your ninth chapter. You start with, you know, maybe we're all more alike than we thought. And you go to these tear stains. And one is unforeseeable life-altering circumstances. The other, unresolved relationship tensions. And then unanswered prayer requests. I think it's so hard for us. I know for me, when I was recovering from my divorce, it was hard to even feel anything but pain, and I had a lot of tears. But here, you open people up to hope in the midst of it. You say that today is a great day to reach out to another person with compassion, to someone that's hurting. And I really believe that's what we have to do. Even in the midst of our pain, we get out of ourselves and into other folks. But reaching out to someone else and doing to them what we would want done for us, it's such a shift. Were there people in your life in the midst of some of the deepest pains that you were just astounded that they reached out to you?
Absolutely. And that has been such a gift. I prayed for women, maybe a couple of friends to come into my life that we could do this journey together because I felt so alone. I felt like it was so odd to be a Christian Bible teacher and going through a divorce. And even in my circle of friends, it just felt like I was the only one. And I asked God, will you please send some friends who we can walk this journey together so that I can learn from them and they can learn from me and I would have another human in this world that understood the depth of struggle that I was going through. Mm-hmm. And God graciously did eventually, it didn't happen immediately, but eventually God sent two friends and we walked this journey together. But Steve, let me tell you this really quick little story that taught me this profound lesson. And the story is this. I once participated in some peace talks over in Israel and we brought together women who were from all different walks, all different religions. So we had Muslim women, we had Christian women, we had Jewish women that were Orthodox, we had Jewish women that weren't Orthodox. I mean, we brought all these women together politically and even in their religion, just very diverse group. And we had a beautiful and productive peace talk, and here's why. It was because the one qualification that they had to have if they came is that they've lost somebody because of the tensions between Palestinians and Israelis, and they had lost somebody very close to them. And so while we may have been divided on our politics, we were all very united in our tears. And we had the most amazing day talking and processing, not debating, but processing the grief and the sorrow. And it united our hearts in a way that then when we talked about some of the harder subjects, we could actually make progress. And at the end of the day, we all went into this commercial kitchen and we made jelly together. And it was a massive amount of jelly that awesome. We made. And then the women got to vote on who would get the money when the jelly was sold. And this very diverse group of people, because we had really gotten to know each other's hearts, we voted that the group of people that seemed to be in the most need were the Muslim women. And we gave the money to them. And it was so profound to see a woman from Israel walk over and hand the money to a woman from Palestine and there be so much peace and beauty, though they had both suffered heartbreak because of the decisions of their differing political views. And it was just amazing. And so sometimes I think when we're walking through hard things, we're walking through trauma, it can feel like when our world falls apart, the whole world falls apart. And so it's so good to get out beyond our mailbox and find other people who need encouragement, who need some love, and give it to them. And it will remind us there's still good in this world.
Well, I love that story. And you, I think, you're not a peacekeeper because God doesn't honor peacekeeping. You're a peacemaker. That's what God honors. Well, maybe you've been keeping the peace, and maybe you need to disturb the peace to make peace. Us that are prone to people pleasing, we think peacekeeping's a big deal. It's actually all about us and our feelings, and not about what ultimately needs to be done to make things better. And one of the things you can do, whatever you're in, you can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we will help you figure out the next right thing, which, of course, usually is the toughest thing that we have to do. But that's what we want to do for you. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with more of my interview with Lisa Turkers. You're going to make it. You could get that book for a gift of any amount, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible Personal Size, the one-year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life Pen and Highlighter, and a New Life Zippered Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. I got to tell you, there is evidence that God is doing things at New Life that you could be part of. One of our favorite testimonies is from Raj, and I think it's such a great example of the reach that we have, the folks that come. Not everybody is a believer. We like that because you don't just associate with us for a day or 3 days. We develop a relationship, and we did that with Raj. So give a listen to Raj.
I originally come from India. I'm sure my accent gave it away. I grew up with a lot of pornography addiction. It was prevalent there. And I'm entering this marriage assuming that watching porn is just normal for men and marriage is going to fix it. I mean, you just get sex anytime, no restrictions, and that's the solution. But little did I know how naive I was. As soon as I got married, my behaviors, my actions did not change. And I came to my senses that I need to fix myself. That's when I started seeking some answers. I read the book, Every Man's Battle, which said, hey, there's also a workshop we do, which is called Every Man's Battle. And so I went to the Every Man's Battle workshop, and in all transparency, I am not of Christian faith, but I wanted to go in because here are a group of guys and girls, they're trying to teach something, and I want to learn what's behind there. What are they trying to teach? There's something valuable there. And I, in fact, even before I registered for the workshop, I called in and I checked, hey, I want to make sure I'm not a Christian. Can I still come in and attend? And the lady was very sweet, kind. She said, yes, you're welcome. I mean, we're not, it's Christian based, you should know that, but anybody's welcome. And I show up there, and my whole definition of sex, sexuality was so distorted in my head. He just put it all together. He fixed my head. And then we decided that a good next step for us is to come here to this workshop as a couple and learn what is marriage, what's the right way to do it. And you all have no idea how grateful I feel for what you have done for me, for my family, for my marriage, and for my future. And I don't think I can ever say enough words or do enough for you to say how grateful I am.
Well, Raj starts by saying that his accent is different. It is. But he has the same heart as we do, and he has the same pain that we all do. I'll tell you, I don't care where you're from, pain is the same, deep. Now, some people have greater pain because of what they've been through, but it's pain. We want to help you with that pain. That's why I love this book, You're Going to Make It. Because a lot of times when we're in pain, we don't think we will or can, and this is a healing devotional book, 50 days, 4 pages to each day, and a place, I love this, to write down what you're experiencing, what you're thinking, whatever it is that you're feeling in that moment after reading the encouragement. One of the best things, and you'll hear this, is that for every statement she makes, there's another statement at the end. For instance, in chapter 5, becoming the woman you're called to be. And as you'll hear, I really love that word called, because a lot of people don't think they're called. But here's the other part of that. We get to choose to live a life of integrity, which brings about the security that all of us desperately need. Isn't that powerful? Integrity is the thing that brings security. Let's go back to the interview with Lisa Turkhurst. You know, in the 5th chapter, you talk about Proverbs 10:9, whoever walks in integrity walks securely, and that secure walk, when it's done with someone else, is so much easier and so much more beautiful. I love what you say in the 5th chapter. It says, becoming the woman you're called to be. I don't think a lot of women think that they're called to be anything but just a plain old woman or something like that. Talk about that calling on a woman's life.
Well, I did an exercise one day, and I asked myself this question. Who is Lisa when she's at the best of who she is, when she's really walking in the best of how God created her? And whether that's in my calling or whether that's in my family relationships or whether that's in, you know, just everyday interactions, who is the best of Lisa? And so I wrote down, she's peaceful, she's generous, she's kind. Then I asked myself the question, who is Lisa when she gets frazzled and fractured she just has a lack of boundaries in her life and she's just worn down? And I wrote, I'm the exact opposite of the best of me. I become skeptical of people. I become agitated and anxious. I become less generous and maybe more stingy. I start feeling like everybody's taking advantage of me. And then I ask myself the question, who do I want to be front and center in my life? And I want the best of me to be front and center in my life, Therefore, I must learn. And I think this is one of the most profound parts of calling, no matter what our activity looks like. It's the integrity that we carry. And it's this: we must learn to love others well without losing the best of who we are. And that's why I wrote my previous book, Good Boundaries and Goodbyes, so that I could walk in the tension of relationship chaos and know that there's always an opportunity for better if we are willing to have the hard conversations and implement healthy boundaries, not putting boundaries on another person to try to control them, but placing boundaries around myself and exemplifying self-control of the woman that I want to be front and center in my life. Mm.
That is so healthy and powerful and inspiring. Now, I told you I was going to tell you what I got from this. Here's one of the most powerful things, and I have to, in some form, put this up on my wall. It's so good. You say, I want to sleep well at night knowing that I never traded my integrity for a short-sighted pleasure. I would like to infuse that into my children, but it's just one of those things here that is so profound and so great. And it, no matter how, what kind of spiritual giant we are, whatever, temptation comes to all of us for that short-sighted pleasure.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think the devil is a master at, sometimes when we're going through traumatic things, making us feel like, yeah, maybe that's wrong for other people, but I can justify it because I've just been through so much pain or so much hurt or so much rejection or so much insecurity. And so I think that's one way that the enemy really tricks us into pleasure and seeking the pleasure, forgetting that sin always comes as a package deal. It comes as a package deal of pleasure and consequences. The minute that we participate in the pleasure of sin is the minute that we start to unleash the consequences of sin.
So true.
And the other thing I think that the enemy wants us to believe is that when we experience the pleasure of it, that the consequences will never come. And the reality is, it always comes.
They always are there.
So we would do well to not get consumed with thinking about how pleasurable it would be, but rather go ahead and sip the feeling, like get the feeling of what those consequences will be and chase that rabbit all the way down the trail. And I think that we'll see it's not worth the cost.
So many of us have struggled and we've tried harder and harder and it just doesn't work. Don't mean to be redundant because I talk about this all the time, but in every believer's thought life, there is this wonderful passage from an old preacher in the 1700s. His sermon is entitled The Expulsive Power of a Higher Affection. So it's not just stopping the pleasurable thing. It's moving on to something that's a superior pleasure, is the way that John Piper says it. I don't want you to just stop something. I want life to be full. I think Lisa's book, You're Going to Make It, is a great path to fullness, to healing. It's a very healing book, 50 Days of Healing. So I hope and pray that, well, if you can give a gift of any amount, I'm going to send it to you. We rarely do that, except for a book that somebody here has authored or been part of. But that we're going to do this here because Lisa is a voice to be heard, and she is so realistically authentic. She's got photos of where she experienced healing, and you get to go there through the beautiful photography in this book. You're going to make it, and we're going to be right back.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. One of my favorite books in the Bible is Lamentations. Just some of the weeping and sorrow that's there really connects with me. Let me read you Lamentations 3:22-23. This is anything but thinking about desperate things. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. I hope you believe that. His mercies never come to an end. Did you hear that? There's mercy for you. They are new every morning. And then this great statement, great is your faithfulness. I don't think everybody understands that or believes that it's for them. I want you to believe that. And that's why we're talking a whole program dedicated to you're going to make it, because over and over in the book, You're Going to Make It, she reassures us that God is rich in mercy. Rich in mercy for me, for you, for every single person. So let's go back and let's talk with Lisa Turkers. Now, I hope I have time for two more questions. You're Going to Make It is not just full of wisdom. It's beautiful. And you have pictures. It's just a beautiful book. But why did you include the pictures, or was it important to those healing places that you've experienced? Because I love it that you did.
Thank you. Well, I'm a very visual person. And so sometimes when I'm reading a book, I want to know, what did it really look like when she mm-hmm. sat on the beach? And the beach became a really profound place for my healing. Or what did it look like, that coffee shop that she studied God's word in? Or what did it look like when she was standing on the porch of her house or walking, you know, somewhere feeling lost and anxious? And so it was crucial for me to include pictures of places that I walked my healing journey, both the really ugly parts of the healing journey and some of the mundane parts of the healing journey and some of the victorious places of the healing journey. I wanted people to see that I'm a real person. I'm not a robot just spitting out Christian cliches. Like you said, you love that there's an absence of cliches in here, because cliches never heal anybody, you know?
So
I think
true.
What I really wanted is for people to sit in that space with me and feel left alone. And I think more than being taught at the beginning of a book, a reader wants to be understood. And so it was
so
my
true.
Attempt to help them understand that this is a journey for me, it'll be a journey for them, and they're not alone, and I'm right there with them.
Well, you know, a lot of times people send me books and they ask me about them, and I say, yeah, that is some book you got there. But this one, I don't have to say that. It really is beautiful. It's deep. It's rich. I'm wondering if one of our listeners is really struggling, and you were having coffee with that listener, just the two of you, what do you think you would say that would be supportive, encouraging, hopeful to them?
I would say this is a part of your story. It is. And it stinks, and it's hard, and it's awful, whatever it is that's making you cry. This is a part of the story, but it is not the whole story.
Right.
And even when it feels like God is doing nothing, we must remember we don't serve a do-nothing God. God is always doing something, even if we can't perceive what it is, and even if we don't like where we're at right now. God is always doing something in us. Something is pointed in the direction of good, even if it doesn't feel good to us, and maybe we'll never really see the good on this side of eternity, but we can know it. And therefore, when I wake up each day, and Steve, I've done so much wrong, but I think one thing I've done right in my healing journey is I woke up each day and I said this: God, you are good. Even when I doubt that, you are good, because that's who you are. Mm-hmm. And God, you are good to me. Even when people aren't good to me and circumstances aren't good to me, you're good to me. And God, you are good at being God. My job is to be obedient to you today. Your job is everything else.
Hmm. Well, I said, too, just one more thing. There's really great information here, tips on what to do when emotions are a bit out of control. Maybe you're in a conversation or something. Could you just share a couple of tips for people when, you know, it just kind of all becomes overwhelming and they need a tip or two to regulate?
Yeah, well, I think it's important to remember, scientifically speaking, it takes about 20 minutes. Like if we're triggered and we get flooded with emotion, it takes about 20 minutes for that part of our brain that carries and stores the trauma to calm down and for our thinking brain to come back online. Also, it's been scientifically proven that just 4 ounces of water, drinking just 4 ounces of water, will reduce our anxiety. And then I like to go outside, take my shoes off, stand in the grass, look up in the sky, and remind myself the sky is not falling. It may feel like my world is falling apart, but the world is not falling apart. And that really helps me a lot.
Lisa, thank you so much for our time together. Thank you for this book. Everybody, we're carrying this book, gift of any amount. I will send you a copy of this book, and you're going to make it. And when you get the book by Lisa Turkhurst, you're going to make it. It's sure going to make making it so much richer and more valuable to you. Lisa, God bless you. I know we're going to be seeing each other in the future, so bless you, and thank you for sharing all this with our listeners.
Well, thank you. It's such an honor to be with you. I have enjoyed your work, benefited from your work for years and years. And so to be on the broadcast with you today is such a complete honor. So thank you for having me.
Thank you. And my wife was honored to do P31 and provide a devotional there. And I hope to get you two together one of these days. Thank you, Lisa. God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's one of those books that you will not be disappointed in. That's why we've featured it here, featured her. We're doing an event with her later this year. I hope you'll want to be part of that. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You give us a gift of any amount, and we're going to send you. You're going to make it. Great, great healing, great, great encouragement. Just an example. You know, she says that we all want to believe that time is going to heal things. And she said, it's just not. You need more than just time. So you call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I want to close by telling you what we have going on here. And maybe the reason that it's hard to make it is that your mind is so full of a compulsion and obsession about pornography, the affair, the women, whatever you're looking at or doing. Every man's battle is March 31st. Washington, D.C. You can still get in, and it is incredibly life-changing. J.J. West does that workshop, I mean that intensive, and men's lives are transformed. Now, online on April the 1st is Courageous Parents Transforming Relationships with Your Adult Sons and Daughters. Jim Burns is going to be doing that with us. Emotional Freedom. That's also online April 15th. So if taxes have you down, great time to be healed from tax remorse or whatever it is that you're experiencing. And then we're going to do Restore. We rarely do Restore online, but June the 10th is your time as a woman. If you've ever been hurt by a man with sexual integrity problems, oh, there's so much healing. And then J.J. West and Laura McDonald, Intimacy and Marriage. I'll be there also. I'm speaking also July 28th in Washington, D.C. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God has a new life for you, and we can help you find it.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.